The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 14 March 2018. On today's program, by the way, Deborah Tavares will not be joining me tomorrow. I don't know that I'm going to reschedule. Over the years, ladies and gentlemen, I have... let me just say it this way. I have honed my instincts. And I'm sure this has happened to you throughout your lifetime. Your instinct told you not to do something. You went ahead and did it, and it turned out wrong because you didn't listen to a gut instinct. Where this process gets muddled up is in your brain, and you trying to convince yourself of what you believe to be true and correct is that, and you do not pay attention to your initial gut check. I will not be scheduling out Deborah Tavares tomorrow or in the future. There's just something that is kind of janky that's not adding up. As a matter of fact, it kind of reminds me, Mike, who was the lawyer, the IMF lawyer, that popped onto the scene? I'll think of her name. I'm sorry? No. It was a female. Yeah. I'll think of her name here in a second. And what I saw happening is what I've seen happen with people infiltrating a movement. Now, I'm not saying this about Tavares. It could be. I'm just following my instinct right now until I can check this out further. Geez, Mike, it's right on the tip of my tongue. She was a lawyer for the IMF. She came out to blow the whistle. And for all I heard her blowing the whistle on the IMF, I didn't hear anything that was blowing the whistle. Hell, everybody knows about the IMF, and I do believe that's why this woman came out. She was there to cite Karen Hudis. Thank you very much. As a matter of fact, she ended up threatening to sue me, and I said, well, you go ahead and lawyer up, because I think I know who and what you are. So engage me in a court, and let's let the dogs of war fly. You know, let's just lawyer up and see where it goes. Well, I had no further contact from her. And what I saw the woman doing, as I've said before, people infiltrating and becoming part of the movement. They'll come in on a particular theme or a particular train of thought, and then they'll mature, and they'll start absorbing what other conspiracy theorists are talking about. And see, what they don't know, and this is when you're this is what happens when you're a phony, you don't know really what's going on, and you're just going to go in there and mimic what other people are doing, and then you fall prey to the real conspiracy theories out there, as I regard UFOs and all the subtracting from, my God, you know, little aliens, really? Yeah. I remember at the expos years ago, there was a guy kept showing up, and, well, he had battle scars, and he was down in the caves, and aliens shot him, and here's his proof. And I just looked at this guy, and I said, really? That's it. That's all you got. And he kept after it, and he kept after it, and then finally, one day, he just up and disappeared. I have seen, and I have met, many of the people that have tried to infiltrate into the movement. For what purposes? Well, it can be multi-fold or multi-purpose. Collect data, information. Gary Hunt, there's one. Gary Hunt is still out there floating around, and this guy goes back to the Oklahoma City bombing days. This guy was doing nothing but collecting emails and phone numbers and then turning them into the Fed. Karen Hudis made the fatal mistake of starting to talk about the really far-out conspiracy theories, which you and I would both know to be bunkum. Now, I'm not going to schedule this woman out. I'm going to watch her very carefully. But I had a conversation with her for an hour and a half on the telephone yesterday. And I was talking to her about pacing yourself. She does not like to get on computer. She doesn't even do radio programs using Skype. And I said, well, it would be a whole lot easier than doing it by phone because the connection is better sound quality. And if you're doing a lot of interviews, I would suggest that. Well, that question was blown off. And then I talked to her about, I said, I have not heard about you up until several months ago. And all of a sudden, I asked her flat out, where did you come from? Well, she told me her story, and her background may or may not have been legitimate. I do not know. I'll have to have time to check it out. But I start talking about, when you first wake up, and then you go through these cycles, these mental states. Do you remember how this happened to you, folks? Remember? When you first heard it, many of you went, yeah, right. And then you might have had a verifier pop up in your little head, and maybe you had an opportunity to talk to that person again or had emailed you about a certain point that, wait a minute, all of a sudden it rang true. Then you start to accept what's going on. You believe what's going on. And then you get angry. And then after the anger passes, you get maybe a little bit scared. Maybe you move into another phase that you get depressed. All in all, ladies and gentlemen, after you run through these psychological things, you do this full Monty or this 360-degree circle, and you find yourself right back from where you started. The difference being, now you've been through that psych mill with yourself, and you adjust, and then you move on. I've said this on air many times about the Patriot Dump. I've tried to tell people the most effective way to communicate with people. And I'm talking about people, Joe Blow from Kokomo or Cincinnati. There might be a reason for you to strike up a conversation with this person. They might have said something that caught your ear. And then you've got all this information. And you're ready to talk to this person till you're blue in the face, however many hours later or until the cows come home. And then what happens is they overload. Their brain literally shorts out. They glaze over, and they stop listening. Now, if they're afraid enough, they're going to reject anything from that point on. They'll accept, conspiracy theory. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. That's what those folks are, conspiracy theorists. Why? Because it makes you more comfortable to reject that. Because getting into this, finding out what's really going on, has a way of kind of turning your brain to toast. Okay, those that are seasoned have learned how to handle it. I've tried to handle it the best I can for 26 years, and every once in a while, it even gets to me. I give you Monday's program. But there are people, folks, that are still infiltrating. There are people that are still in this movement. And I recognized this problem years ago about my little doodah here about standing on the fence. That you listen to this person, or you trusted them, or you thought they were a good source, and whatever, and then you find out one day they're... for whatever reason, their gig is up, and they got out of town. They're on the other side of the fence waving at you, saying good luck. Yeah. Feet on the floor, well grounded. Pace yourself. And I've tried to impart to people, and let me finish my thought here, about talking to people. When you want to engage them, don't overload them. Don't burn what little brain that they have left out. Find out what is of interest to them. And if you have been around long enough, I just got a message here. Well, that's a little bit of good news. Good. Find out what is on their mind and then sprinkle them a little bit. Give them a little bit more knowledge, because if you're the person, the diver down of the rabbit hole person that you have become, you've been there, you've looked around, you know what's going on, you got a good handle on things. And you are the succession in information. Kind of like the Indians. You know, they never wrote books, never made notes, maybe drawn a few pictures here and there. But it was all told. Grandfather, father, father to son, on it goes. Their history was verbal, but they made sure that they got it right, and they passed it along to each successive generation. Well, when you run across these people that have a little bit of interest, and you've got a little bit of knowledge, seed them. Seed them a little bit. Let them come back to you, because at that point in time, you're a brother in conversation. You're somebody that they can talk to and engage. And as long as you don't short their little brains out, they're going to be a receptacle for the knowledge that you have, if they are the person that you need to be talking to. And I'm not talking about flighty people or, oh, hey, that's very interesting, thanks very much, after a 10-minute conversation, and they're gone. Looking at the menu at the restaurant, or what movie I'm going to go out and see. Or what's on TV tonight? Honey, give me a beer. This is how that it's been done for years. And I've spoken to you about my BS meter. And I have learned to trust my instincts. We all think we're smarter than sometimes we actually are, don't we? And we try to process it, and we try to justify it. We try to think it through. And sometimes the answer is just kind of an Occam razors thing. The simplest explanation generally is the true and correct one. So I hope you understand what I'm imparting here. You know, I've had this happen to me. Oh, that John Stepmiller, he's a drunk and he's a womanizer and he'll steal your wife. And blah, 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 blah. You know, anything to discredit the individual. Knock you off your spot. I've learned how to adjust and keep moving. And my spidey sense is such, folks, that over the years, when that little voice start talking in my ear going, are you sure about this kind of deal? Mr. Gut just kicked you. Yeah. The instinct has kicked in, and you're ignoring it. Not saying that once I have an instinct about something, that I don't check it out further. because maybe on that particular day, my gut's wrong. But the alarm bells are going off, and it's up to me to manually shut that alarm off. How do I shut it off? By verifying what it is that's bothering, what's tickling my brain. By the way, here I have a message from Dan Sutterfield. Says two people are verified, paid for lifetime front sight, and willing to be announced on air. Well, thank you very much. Mike Coy out of Buffalo, Texas. Mike, where the hell is Buffalo, Texas at? I have no idea. And Virgil Irwin out of Oklahoma. Well, thank you, Mike, and thank you, Virgil. Appreciate that very much. Mike in Chicago. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how you doing? I was going to say, you know, I just learned the other day that they're not teaching children about cursive in school, and
your connection's not the greatest. You learned what?
That children, they're not teaching kids cursive. You remember?
They're not teaching. I'm missing that word. They're not teaching them what?
Cursive. Cursive.
Okay. Cursive. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah. Cursive. All right. So, you might think that that's only good for signing a check. But it just goes to show you when you start to hear about other problems like Common Core that, we have a lot of problems in the future for these poor children. They need to learn to be more self-sufficient, and that's not part of this culture at all. It's more like an electronic culture. We need, saving money is not even looked upon anymore as anything of value. I could just sit here and go on about how long it took me and myself to learn these things. And yes,
yeah, Mike, I know there's a point in here someplace, and you're dancing around, and I'm trying to get my mind wrapped around and really get into your call here to understand what you're saying, but so far, no go.
Okay. Well, again, the culture that we're living in, I don't think has a future because we don't have self-sufficiency and we don't have any savings. And what makes it worse is the savings that the savers have is probably not worth anything either because of the debt. That's all I'm trying to bring to your attention. Okay. That's the point. Now, maybe you don't get the point
Mike, please, just hold on a second. Let me ask you a question. Did you get the point of the last 15 minutes of what I was talking about? Were you listening to the program, or you just decided, Statman was on?
I was.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Thought police. Oh, boy. Mike Adams. Several years ago, I had an opportunity to talk to Mike face-to-face. First time I had ever met him. I think I interviewed him once or twice on the air when he was first getting started. And he was getting ready to make some moves, and again, me being around for a while, drop a quarter in my slot, I'll give you all the advice that you're not going to take. But he was a good man, and I knew he had a true heart. He was all in what he was doing. Now, he didn't have to do that. He had several businesses that were going, paid him handsomely, and he didn't have to jump down this rabbit hole. Folks, it is a load, that's for sure. Well, he's gone the step of getting a lawyer and going after YouTube because, quite frankly, they just shut his website completely down. And it got a lot of hits. There's a lot of respect out there for Mike Adams and what he talks about. In other words, he's one of those kind of guys that when you go on a site and you go to read a story, you're not questioning the veracity of it or where it's coming from. He had that kind of impact on people. All right, let's take this break, get back. A lot of stuff here to cover today. Thank you for being here. We'll be back in three.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
In the latest assault on the freedom to think for yourself, YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki has announced that YouTube will begin correcting controversial videos with facts from Wikipedia, an utterly discredited disinfo propaganda website run by pharma trolls who routinely demonize holistic medicine. Jimmy Wales and his army of liberal trolls would determine what truth and anything which goes too far in countering the narrative will be banned or censored, warns Information Liberation. Wales, of course, is the former porn king who launched Wikipedia as a thought-control ministry of truth to push big pharma quack science and pro-Monsanto propaganda. Now, YouTube CEO Wojcicki believes that video content creators who dare mention conspiracy topics such as mercury and vaccines, chemtrails, or the globalist depopulation agenda must be corrected with Wikipedia propaganda. The thought police are hard at work at YouTube, banning or censoring all the videos they don't want you to see. Now, the new Wikipedia corrections will begin appearing on YouTube in the next couple of weeks. Wojcicki said in South Southwest speech, and thank you, Mark Anderson, because I know he was down there. Can't wait to talk to him. Notice her doublespeak as she explains how this is going to work. And if you think of the book 1984 or the movie, you're exactly correct. When there are videos that are focused around something that's a conspiracy, and we're using a list of well-known internet conspiracies from Wikipedia, then we will show a companion unit of information from Wikipedia showing that here is information about the event. Companion unit of information? What she means is a YouTube thought police will correct the video to make sure the techno-dictatorship properly indoctrinates the minds of viewers with the official, or being the false, narrative on everything. No independent thinking will be allowed on any subject that matters, climate change, the Fed Reserve, vaccine, science, without being intercepted and corrected by YouTube's thought control monitors. Yes, George Orwell's 1984 has arrived, and it's called YouTube. Now, they came out initially and said, well, we just hired 10,000 new people, and, and from what I've heard, they're pretty much centered around Israel. ADL, Southern Poverty Law, come to mind? So they first said that, well, we hired 10,000 new people, and I guess they need some training. Well, they dropped that idea real fast. And now they're going to be correcting. Here we go, 1984. The Ministry of Propaganda. Story comes in. Wrong photo. Replace that photo. Oh, we need to modify this story. Well, scratch, scratch, scratch. And they put in their own propaganda for release. On one hand, this indicates to me that people are being effective using the internet. That's why this is going on. This announcement by the propagandist in chief, Susan Wojcicki, who is rapidly becoming the Joe Goebbels of the internet, revealed just how quickly YouTube is following in the footsteps of communist China to control the perceptions and thoughts of its users. All the so-called conspiracy theories that will be corrected by YouTube, of course, are determined by radical left-wing indoctrination overlords who dominate the tech platforms. To these totalitarian lunatics, the idea that Russia stole the 2016 election is a fact, but the idea that geoengineering experiments are being run to alter the atmosphere is a conspiracy theory, even though it's now openly admitted by science-based universities such as MIT, which if I have some time, I'll get into here in a minute. Read Geoengineering News to see an expanding collection of stories on how geoengineering is now openly admitted by scientists. In fact, they're claiming it's necessary to save the planet. Which, by the way, going back to what I was talking to Mark Anderson about, this Global Cities, this program masks the planned undercutting of nation state. One of the reasons they're giving it is climate change, and we need to act locally on matters that matter most to us, regardless of the law, regardless of the Constitution. Whatever we think is good for our little citizens is going to be in our hands. Throw the standard or the bar out the window, throw out truth, throw out anything, the baby with the bathwater if you have to, but throw it out you must, and we must take control. That's what you're seeing happening with our cities around the country. Now, more on this when we get back. But, folks, this is big. Is your canary laying in the bottom of your cage kicking around right now? Is your canary in the coal mine dying? Well, that alarm bell should be going off because they're out to censor everything. Keith in Montana, I'll take your call after the bottom of the hour break. Everybody, hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea?
Hey, didn't open up the phones. But the calls are coming in. Okay. All right. Keith in Montana. Hello, Keith.
Hello, Jonathan. Hey, I had something to share with you. I had a very good caller on my Sunday show there, and I wanted to share it with you. he asked me that I always refer to people differently than some other RBN host. And I want to preface this by just reading something from 2003, if you don't mind. It's really short.
Okay.
It says, thousands of residents were fleeing Baghdad in a stream of bumper-to-bumper traffic. It says, Friday after the U.S. troops seized the city of Saddam's international airport, anticipating the intense battle. And it goes on to say, some witnesses describe the lines of vehicles extending bumper to bumper for up to 6 miles. Anyway.
It sounds like a tie-up here on 35, but go ahead.
Anyway, the young man, I assume he's young, he says that, you know, you're the only one that refers to these immigrants and refugees as war refugees. And I says, well, it's because I know so much history, I guess. But I says, it's not uncommon to like the Allied terror bombings of World War II, where the roads of Europe were lined by the millions of those fleeing the Allied terror bombings. So anyway, it's the same thing in Libya. You know, you don't leave perfectly good dry land to go out in a boat and drown. These people are fleeing. They're war refugees. And, of course, then there's those that capitalize on it. And I can quote, where they flood Europe through Italy, of course, remember that if you're taken out at sea there and you send your Mayday call, they're supposed to take you to the nearest port, not up into Italy. But anyway, so Italy and Europe becomes enthralled with all this massive crime and rapes and stuff. Anyway, so then the rabbi comes out there and says that Europe is too dangerous for the Jews and they should all move to Israel. But these people are being driven out. And they're not just, you know, they're not little refugees, and they're always depicted as being like poor, pregnant, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then you find out that they're not pregnant. As a matter of fact, most of them are in their 30s and stuff. They're actually almost military trained, you know. But the point is, though, is they want us to be politically correct nowadays and keep putting these little surnames on there. And while you were talking about Wikipedia there, if you look up the perception management, that's how the military calls it. It's how they handle the so-called PR of these military campaigns. The same thing with Syria. When you saw those millions of people fleeing Syria, they weren't leaving Syria because of Assad over there. They were leaving because of the Allied terror bombings over there. How many nations were in there and how many different groups, 50-some different groups of terrorists? But when people assign these weaker
hang on here a second, Keith. Let's vet that out for a second. You got 50-some-odd groups of terrorists operating inside Syria, but aren't they trying to unseat Assad?
Well, yeah, but again, though, the people, though, the citizens, they're fleeing, so they are war refugees. But when you hear, like here in America, well, there's Syrian immigrants coming here. They're not immigrants. They're war refugees.
Okay, over a war that's not a war, because it hasn't right. officially been declared. And if you've been watching things, and I just want to throw this in as a caveat, we've switched things up at the White House, which I'm going to get into in the second hour here. We've switched things up in the White House. John Bolton might be coming in. We're getting the CIA director to be the Secretary of State, the one that covered up the water torturing for George Bush. Is going to move into the CIA spot. And all of these people, Bolton is a PNAC specialist. He wants to wage war on everybody and everything. And Russia has just put out the theme here that, you know, United States, you don't quit attacking. We're going to respond to you in Syria. Now, if you've been following what's been going on in Syria, in lieu of Israel meddling there, the United States arming and training to depose Assad, in spite of all that, between the Russians and Assad's armies, they pretty much have these 50-some, as you put it, terrorist groups on the run. In other words, they're cleaning up Syria, which Donald Trump, I remember him saying during his run for the White House, said, you know, we got to create safe zones in Syria to keep those people over there. Because these are these very same people, along with other war refugees, as you put it, from other countries, just not Syria, flooding into Europe, trying to get in the United States, going hither and yon. Keith, wouldn't it be a better idea here for us to pull out of this 16-year war?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's a trifecta for you, though, okay? What the heck paper was this again? I can't remember the paper. But anyway, the title of the headline is U.S. Monitoring Possible North Korean Military Base in Syria Concerning the North Korean Move into Chemical Weapons and Possible Nuke Tech. Now they've batched Syria, North Korea, and Russia all together. But the problem that most Americans don't see, and it's sad to hear this, is that they don't realize that they're getting set up. And, of course, this is their intended goal. But all of those countries have formed an alliance just like NATO. Attack one, you attacked us all. And that's why Putin said if you start attack, I guess Mike was talking about how they plan on hitting the so-called Royal Palace over there. Mm. But if, like Russia said, if you you hurt any Russians like that, that's going to be a direct attack on Russia. But, you know, that article was from True Pundit, by the way. But anyway, the point is, they are setting this whole thing up. And the thing Americans don't realize is that Syria has never attacked the United States. Iraq never attacked the United States. And Afghanistan was blamed on men playing on monkey bars. And then we have the U.S. troop surge up into Afghanistan with over 10,000 troops, and Trump wants NATO to have those guys match it. And then we have the Military Times article that talks about the Afghan forces over there lost over $700 million worth of U.S. Ammo. So that means that if all those troop surges are in there and all hell breaks loose up in Afghanistan, those young American boys are going to be getting killed with their own ammunition.
The best solution is to do what Trump said he was going to do, get the troops the hell out of the Middle East. And I am becoming highly suspicious of Mr. Donald J. Trump. He seems to be getting rid of some people in there that, were leaning in that direction for the continued wars. He himself is pretty much responsible for this because the keys of the kingdom have been handed to the president. That he doesn't, for national security reasons only, if that's his only reason, is to go shoot up somebody or order troops or do whatever dastardly deed he deems must be done. Whereas it used to be that this was thrown into Congress, people had to go on record with their reasoning and their thoughts as to why they were going to vote one way or the other. That's how we kind of kept tabs on who were the ringleaders, the neocons, so on and so forth. And then the weak-kneed ones that just want to be part of the party because they're not the strong Republicans. Don't worry, boy, they get slapped on the back. You just follow my lead and you'll be taken care of. So all of this, all of what we're talking about here is illegal and unconstitutional to begin with. But yet they're going to continue.
Yeah. Well, I always look at it this way, John. I look at it this way. When you take a look at, say, a photo of Congress, and within that photo you can see whether there's whites, there's blacks, there's Arabs, there's Indians, there's Hispanics. They're all supposed to represent we the people, and we have here in America millions of homeless, starving, veterans dying. In Texas, people are being arrested for feeding the homeless, same thing in Florida. They're not doing anything for this country here. They're always worried about something else. And, of course, that's when people have to realize that national security interest is profits for corporations. And that's why the United States, under federal law, is a federal corporation and will do anything to secure profits for that corporation and its investors. It has nothing to do with us, our security, nothing like that.
But, Keith, the biggest thing...
I'm just going to say one more thing.
Yeah.
All right, let me say one more thing. And I think this move here with the guns and stuff, I think pretty soon, and we know who's going to be profiting from it, you'll have these scanners, body scanners and stuff at every school, just like they wanted down in Las Vegas for the casinos. Mm-hmm. We are going into a totally policed state.
Well, we have a police state. It's about damn time to roll out the hardware.
I have a guy I'm trying to get to come on my show here on Sunday. He runs News Now Houston. And he goes out to these different sites, you know, the nuclear sites, chemical plants and stuff. And he just films from a public location. And you wouldn't believe the harassment he gets. And, of course, I've been sending the articles, you know, where the FBI is behind all domestic terrorism. Trey Gowdy's thing about where they talked in a special session there about how the FBI has paid these patsies and stuff millions of dollars to go out and do this stuff. And, of course, we are, as you brought out on your show, we are now the enemy combatants.
Yep.
And then, of course, the ADL, who takes U.S. law enforcement over to Israel, wines and dines them, and then takes them down to Gaza to be shown terrorists, and they come home with that mindset that the civilians are terrorists.
There are people that are going to be moving into the Trump White House that have some ideas. Yeah, if I can get around to it in the next hour, I will certainly impart that information on people. Thank you, Keith, for your phone call.
Yeah, no problem. Best to you, okay, John?
All right. Kevin in West Virginia. Kevin?
Hey, sir. How are you doing today?
Hi.
The reason why I'm calling, there's a couple of things that's on my mind. I'm listening to the last caller who called in. I don't consider Washington, D.C. our nation's capital. I call it a national crime scene. It is exactly what it is. I mean, you have... You know, I call it the cocaine import agency, the CIA, who looks like they're taking over one fourth of the Democratic Party. It looks like everybody who's running in these Democratic races coming up, that 25% of them are CIA, some type of intelligence agent. Mm-hmm. I think this is a coup, and I think you know, not only is it against Trump, but I think it's against we the people, as well as the censorship of the First Amendment. I just feel like this country's in complete and utter dire needs and
so Kevin, falling apart. So, Kevin, you don't think the Democrat Party needs some intelligence? That's a bad joke. I'm sorry. Yeah, to rig the game, now, I'm just going to throw this out there, not that I believe this, but maybe they're going to be infiltrating the Democrat Party to rid them of the communist. Boy, wouldn't that be nice? Don't think that's going to happen, but wouldn't that be nice? You know, where is the FBI? Where's the intelligence agencies been going after the people like George Soros that pouring money into dissent, setting stuff up, and then nobody really gets arrested, you know, that kind of deal? We have civil unrest in this country. And isn't it ironic they were the very ones who were complaining about the right and, you know, God, they hold up the cross in one hand and a gun in the other. Well, and who's doing the violence? I helped raise an army in this country, and I'm very proud to say that the militias in this country did a very fine job of keeping their finger off the trigger. But these people are advocating and practicing violence, and they plan on getting more violent. Where's the FBI on this deal? Still looking for Trump collusion?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm a college student. I go to Hagerstown Community College in Maryland, and what they're teaching us at college, you know, when you get triggered, you can go and go and pop bubble wrap or draw with sidewall chalk. This is what they're turning us into.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm 33 years old. I'm legally blind. I have retinitis pigmentosa. I'm trying to make a difference and trying to stand up for my generation, as well as being made fun of because I can't see. And then they're going to tell me to go and pop bubble wrap whenever I get triggered. Are you kidding me?
That's not the way to face adversity now, is it? Do you think going and popping bubbles is going to help your situation?
Absolutely not. Getting educated, wondering why, you know, I have this disease, you know, is it vaccine related? Is it genetic, like they say? And not only, you know, can I help myself, but other people who are in my shoes who have this problem, maybe I can be a light to them, you know, not only with, you know, with a disability or something, but just I'm a person like everyone else, and I want to live in a free and hopeful society. You know, I want to be able to agree to disagree with you. I want my First Amendment.
And Kevin,
and all of
and
my
Kevin, amendments. You are a sight disadvantaged person, but why is it that you're able to see much more than the sighted ones? And what you just said right there, what are they crying out for? Well, we need to be equal. Well, you were under the law. You know, we couldn't harass you. We couldn't do dirty things to you. We couldn't do those sorts of things because, you know what, that's a crime. And it didn't have to depend on some governmental special program to protect the snowflakes out there. You know, Kevin, I use this as an example. And there was a lot in the Star Trek, the old original Star Trek series, up to and including the second one. And then consequently all the movies that have come forth. There was one line that caught my attention out of this whole thing. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. And when I heard that, boy, if that's not a communist propaganda line, I don't know what is. Because here's the deal. If it's not working for a bunch of people, how in the hell are you going to make it work for the masses when it can't even work for the one? And that's what this whole thing was about. The Republic, the Constitution, slapping the hand of government when they try to lay their hands on your itty-bitty, your little bit of freedom, your little bit of liberty, your little bit of money that they want to keep sucking out of you in taxes because they're so irresponsible. They don't know, they don't even realize that that is the knee number one major threat to national security. So do me a favor, my friend. You keep walking and talking. Maybe these people will see. Maybe you will show them their blindness.
Yes, sir.
Kevin,
have a great and wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you for your call. There's no excuse in this kid. I like it. Kid, my foot, he's 33 years old. Why do I have Keith in Montana twice on my screen? Mike? Okay. I can go to the next one. What? Okay, well, I'm asking you a question. Why do I have... Okay, so who's next? Okay, Joe in Rhode Island, go ahead.
John, how are you?
Don't make me think about it. I was doing just fine until you asked me that question, Joe. Go ahead.
John, you were talking earlier about the censorship in the political realm. I'd like to go over to the heavenly realm or the religious realm. And I just want to say that censorship there now is getting very, very deep. I have a friend of mine who has been teaching at a Christian school in Georgia for the last 8 years. And she was just told that she can no longer teach from a King James Bible.
Hold on, Joe, 1 second. I've got a break here I got to take, but hold on. We'll carry you through the break.
Go ahead, Joe.
Hold on.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back. Joe, go ahead.
Yes, John. My good friend has been teaching for 8 years at this Christian school, and she was just given notice that she can no longer teach from a King James Bible. Now, the reason she teaches from a King James Bible is because she can work a Strong's Concordance. It's the only Bible you can use to work a Strong's Concordance. And James Strong's Concordance, Exhaustive Concordance, is recognized by Christians worldwide for the last 100 years. And she is now being censored from using that Bible, and she tells her students and the administration there that we have a number of Bibles that we do comparative studies with for translation, but we always go to the King James for the ability to get into the Strong's Concordance, where every word can be given in the Hebrew and the Greek, full translation. She can no longer do this, John.
She teaches at a Christian school?
And she teaches at a Christian school, John. Do you believe it?
Yeah.
Now, John, not only are they changing that, but the James Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, the best concordance you can find, Hebrew and Greek. He was a student of the Masora, the Masoretic text. They are even changing the definitions of keywords. Very important keywords in the Strong's Concordance. That's how far the censorship is going, John.
Well, and it's going and Joe, it's going to get a whole lot worse. Because
it is, John.
There's still too much truth out there floating around, and there are beasts that they cannot tame. The big beast has been the internet. They didn't think that they would lose control of that, but lose control they did. So now you're seeing the absolute necessary and logical response. It's called censorship. That's why, Joe, I've been telling people. This is why I'm not playing this game anymore of getting all upset. Gee, do I have enough money to pay the bills? You know, that kind of deal. If it's not plain on the nose on people's faces out there, that they are willing and able to shut down just about everything. In the next hour, I'm going to get into how the alt media is being shut down as well, and by funding. So I'm going to get into that as well. Joe, I appreciate your call.
Appreciate you, John.
Well, I'm going to keep trying to plug away here. I didn't even open up the phone lines, and I got loaded phones here. I got a bunch of stuff that I want to go over. And, gosh, Mike, should I just cut this off right now, or should I clear this up? All right, if you guys make it quick, please. Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne. Hello, Roxanne. Hello? Go ahead.
Hi. Jeff Caskey in Parkland, Florida, is the father of Cameron Caskey, the kid that's a big mouth, who is 20 years old. His dad was with One World Adoption Agency. They took 83 kids via the Clinton Foundation into America. Okay, so there's your connection with the shooting, so-called shooting.
Okay.
Caskey's on Load the Boards. He's on the Autism Network, One World. They lost their Cameroon. They could no longer practice over, you know, adopting kids from Cameroon. And this is who these kids, these supposedly kids are. They're 19 and...
All right, I'm out of time. I've got a break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.